For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. Well, our guest this week on Cultural Baggage was Dr. Tom O'Connell. Dr. O'Connell is conducting a study of hundreds of medical marijuana patients. He has some rather astounding discoveries, and one that's creating a bit of controversy.
Dr. O'Connell, there are some within the reform organizations that say you're saying too much, that you're talking about the fact that many of these pot smokers have done other drugs, and that it somehow would validate the, quote, gateway theory. But is it not, in essence, a gateway out of drug addiction?
Yeah, the gateway theory, it was interesting. I didn't do a lot of intensive reading of my own on the so-called gateway theory until after I'd assembled a lot of this information. And it was facilitated by the publication 2 years ago of a 300-some-odd-page book, ironically sponsored by NIDA, a multi-author compendium of gateway research carried out between the mid-70s and the present time. And one of the most interesting discoveries to me was reading in the preface to that book how the gateway term originated. The first government-allowed access to pot smokers for research purposes really occurred in the mid-70s. Prior to that, Harry Anslinger had essentially shut down any private attempts at drug research or research that could be related to drug policy. So it wasn't until after he'd left the scene and Richard Nixon essentially took up the cudgels on behalf of drug prohibition that we had NIDA. And NIDA was created because they could no longer control, there was too much drug use, and they could no longer lie about it. The lies of one man were not enough to cover the whole subject of drug use, so they needed a scientific organization. NIDA was the National Institute of Drug Abuse, which has really functioned like a drug policy commissar ever since. And they've got total control because they fund 85% of drug studies. They essentially define the terms and they pass on the protocols which are funded so they can channel the direction that these studies have to take in order to get funding.
Do the recent failures of the FDA in regards to Paxil, the anti-anxiety pills that cause our teenagers to commit suicide a lot more often, or the use of Vioxx for seniors that doubles the risk of heart attacks and strokes, give you a little concern about the mechanisms of the National Institute for Drug Abuse? This is Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.